Welcome to Saints Sports Week here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi, everyone. John Kane here. I've been off for a couple of weeks. Fred Smith's in the studio with me. And we got a special show going on here tonight. And there's a big event that's going to be happening at the Fieldhouse this weekend. And we got a couple of people in here. They're going to talk to us all about it. First up, we got Joe Pachota, the head coach of the Siena Heights men's basketball team. Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Hey, John, Coach, how are you guys tonight?
Doing good.
We're doing good. You know, Joe, it has actually been quite a while since I've talked to you. I could hear in your voice how disappointed you are about that. But, you know, try and get over it, okay?
You know what? I do miss those times where we would... You know, we were at an establishment, you know, in town, and, you know, we're talking hoops and all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, we would just send our tab to Coach Smith, and I don't know, he paid it, and, you know.
Hey, wait a minute.
He never knew what was on there.
Wait a minute. I never sent my tab anywhere. What happened with that? So anyway,
I think it's called creative accounting.
Oh, okay, there you go. There you go. Well, welcome to the show. And Coach Smith is here. You guys got – this is a big weekend.
Yeah. This is a big week, but, you know, a big weekend, you know, in a special weekend. And I've been really fortunate since I've been here to, you know, work with Coach Soldierbeck on this weekend. And she kind of spearheaded it and got it rolling. But it's our cancer awareness game that that benefits the Hickman Cancer Research Center here in town. And, you know, we're really fortunate to be involved with those amazing people over there to, you know, help within our community for, you know, for those. I mean, let's be honest, guys. We all know someone directly or indirectly that, unfortunately, you know, cancer has impacted our lives. And, you know, anything that we can do to, you know, help the cause within our own community, man, we're going to do it. So, you know, what we do is, man, we just play basketball. You know, we got a little fundraiser on the side. We've got amazing auction items and, you know, bait goods. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to do it last year. But, man, this year it's going to be absolutely amazing. You know, so around this really cool event, you know, we play a little basketball too, so it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, Coach, and I know that the purpose of this show is certainly to highlight that annual event. It is a great event, and I know as somebody that is closely tied to those auction items, you know, I try to get my share of golf outings and tickets. You know, they have a lot of great stuff there. I want to, if you don't mind, I want to take a step back on Saturday because you guys went up to Cornerstone and lost in overtime to, and, you know, just we didn't do the game. You know, we do what's scheduled. I wish we had that game. On one hand, it allowed me to watch my grandson wrestle in sectionals in Indiana, but I was anxious, you know, I always was checking, and that game was close throughout. Talk about what your team did well to, you know, I know we didn't win, but we had to play well.
Coach, and I'm surprised I didn't hear from you on Sunday, because I always know you keep an eye on that Kim Elders game whenever we go up there. But you know what, Coach? I thought we had a great game plan. You know, and I thought the guys executed that game plan really well. But a lot of the prep, Coach, started, you know, even in the previous week with us having that bye was
right.
The two things that we've really hammered on with this group over the past week to 10 days was, you know, our competitive stamina, you know, as a younger group, getting them to understand, man, how hard can we compete? How high of a level can we compete at without breaking discipline, without losing defensive discipline or assignments or, you know, mental mistakes offensively and those kind of things. So that's been huge. And I think they've kind of responded to that in a way. I mean, we saw it every day in practice. And, you know, we really saw Saturday afternoon at Cornerstone with the level of intensity and urgency that we competed at, which leads me to, you know, the next thing that we talked about was, you know, when you're coming down the stretch is, man, having that playoff intensity and that playoff urgency. You know, I kind of referenced it with, you know, I'm not talking about today's NBA where it's a regular season game where, you know, all depends on who wants to play and who doesn't. I'm talking like playoffs where every possession matters, every detail matters. You know, so we started really focusing in and locking in on those two aspects to help us, you know, kind of grow and get better. And then, you know, we got on the bus, and before we got on the bus, we met in the locker room real quick. And, you know, the thing that this group has to do a better job of is we got to get tougher. You know, and I think we have incrementally. But I said, man, when we're packing our shoes and packing our gear, the one thing that travels with you in college basketball has got to be your toughness. So, man, we packed that toughness, and we went up there. And I tell you what, Coach, it was a heck of a college basketball game. I mean, I don't think anybody had a lead more than, man, 5 or 6 points maybe. And it was back and forth. And, you know, usually when you go to Cornerstone, I mean, before you get on the bus to go there, you're down 8 points just because, you know, the officiating. But, man, I mean, we attempted more free throws than they did. We fouled out two of their marquee guys. And, you know, I was just really pleased with our effort and our toughness and how we competed. And, you know, in a game like that, it came down to really, you know, 3 or 4 possessions when it came to, you know, our assignment and alignment defensively where, you know, two of their seniors make big plays, you know, when they need to. And that's what, you know, you lean on your upperclassmen to do this time of year, and they made plays. And then we gave the fans a little free basketball, a little extra 5 minutes for free. And I thought we played pretty well there, too. So I've never been big on moral victories or anything like that. I think we can definitely build off of this game. Now the head scratching part and the part that, you know, gets me up at 3:30 in the morning is, you know, that's our seventh game that we've lost by now less than, I think it was just over 5.5 points. So, you know, we've been there knocking on the door as young as this group is. Now we just got to figure out a way to, you know, invite ourselves in, if you will.
You know, Coach, when you go on the road and play 45 minutes and make 7 turnovers, that is something you ought to be proud of. 7 turnovers at Cornerstone.
Right. And, Coach, you've seen us this year, you know, when we've been on the road and we're like a sprinkler head, man. We're spraying it all over the place. And, you know, I was. And that's one of the things that we talked about, too, when it comes to that competitive stamina as far as, you know, making the right pass at the right time, the one that's there, not the one that you want to make. You know, so that definitely put us in a position where now we were just playing, you know, one team instead of competing against ourselves and Cornerstone, which, you know, always kind of puts you in a little bit better position to be successful.
Well, it seems like you're finally getting your guys healthy, you know. Is that pretty fair to say that you're getting your whole team out there now?
Yeah, finally. And the ironic thing is we went up there Saturday without Curtis Bell.
He wasn't
out of quarantine yet.
Oh my goodness.
He wasn't out of quarantine yet. So, you know, you can look at that either way. You know, does Davin Walker and Jaden Sims step up to the level that they did if Curtis is there? I don't know. You know, if Curtis is there, you know, what kind of, after a week of, you know, of COVID, are we going to get the Curtis that we usually get? I don't know. And that's the one thing that we talked about with the guys is, you know, man, let's control the things that we can control and let's take care of business the best way we know how. And I thought we did a pretty good job.
You know, the thing is, and we can't obviously predict weather. Everybody is predicting the doomsday storm coming in. But, you know, I think we're supposed to broadcast Wednesday, you know, and looking at both Wednesday and Saturday, these are games I think we could get, you know. I'm not saying we will, and we could maybe start building momentum. So I know that makes it difficult because we all don't know what's going to happen next few days. We just got to respond. But Saturday, and I'm not saying we're gonna, but you know, that's another game we can get, and it's also nice that you know we're doing all this, all the programmical things you got, or programming things that you and Coach Siljabek, it's been her brainchild, do that day. It'd be nice also to win a couple games too, you know.
Yeah, that would definitely make the week. And I'll be honest, Coach, the one thing that we really haven't talked about a lot with this group is focusing on winning, you know, because that can kind of drown a younger team and get them to focus on the wrong things. Whereas, you know, I've made no bones about it. You know, we were in the locker room in Grand Rapids on Saturday, and you know, I talked about this is a playoff push right here, that with our preparation and how I'm going to be in practice and film and those kind of things, because you know, we've kind of put ourselves in a position where now, and I think it definitely got some guys' attention just because I haven't talked about winning. But I mean, these two games are must-win games. So them understanding the urgency, the focus, the intensity, and not trying to go out and do things that, you know, that they're not capable as individuals, or us as a cumulative group, or, you know, within our system and philosophy and those kind of things, just, you know, competing with the ultimate level of intensity and urgency, with the heightened aspect of competitive stamina. And we had a great practice today. So I think this group is kind of chomping at the bit to see, you know, kind of what they can do. I think that I'm anxious to see what we can do on Wednesday night too against, you know, some team out of Ann Arbor. We'll be ready for them.
Yeah, and I think we owe them a little bit too. We did the game up there, and both men and
overtime.
Women
lose by four in overtime.
Yeah, both men and women lost difficult games up there, and what the prognosis for Curtis?
Kurt's back. He was back on Sunday. He was back for weights and film, and we had some light shooting on Sunday. He was back at practice today, so you know, it's good to see those guys back. You know, and we've talked about this before, is we've been in constant flux, you know, all year with, you know, rosters and rotations, and man, it's been a huge challenge, you know, for us as coaches, because, you know, and you and I have joked about this, Coach, is, you know, on practice schedules, I've got, you know, the blue group, the white group, and then my third team I have on there is who's on IR or COVID, you know, so it always seems to be something. So it's nice when we can have some bodies.
Yeah, and the thing is you're young guys, and when the last game I did, I think I counted 7 freshmen eligible players getting significant minutes. I might be wrong, but somewhere in that neighborhood. Now that they've played 20-odd games, you know, they're almost not freshmen anymore, are they?
No, I mean, it's kind of it's been a baptism by fire, that's for sure. You know, one of my assistants, John Hoovermail, Johnny's done an outstanding job for us. Was a great player for us and has done a great job on staff. This was during the bye week. He pulled up every freshman that has played in the league for every team, totaled their minutes and all those kind of things per team, and it came out to our freshmen who have played make up 24% of the total minutes played by every freshman in this league.
And that's an 11-team league.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, here I am asking the academic All-American and Johnny, I'm like, is this right? Are these numbers right? Because, I mean, that's a staggering amount of minutes for younger guys. And I think when, you know, when we get guys healthy and we get guys back, you know, it helps us rotationally, because now those young guys don't have to play those extended minutes, because when they play longer minutes, then it reveals those deficiencies in the areas that they're not very good in. And good teams are going to prepare for that. But I think they've battled, you know, you got Jaden Sims and Davin Walker and Max Moratinos have logged huge minutes this year. And I'm really proud of them for how they've worked and how they've grown. You know, not only as players, but, you know, as young men too, and wanting to learn and wanting to get better.
Yeah. You know, you're first-year guard, even though he's a transfer, first-year playing for us, I think has really come along the last month in Kiwan Graham. Am I right in that?
Yeah.
For just what I've seen, the games we've done, and watching stats.
Yeah, he really has, Coach. And I appreciate you recognizing that, because Key's really, you know, he's gotten much better as a student of the game and just understanding the game a little bit more. Instead of, you know, playing basketball, now he's growing into being a basketball player. You know, not only just the physical skills, but the mental growth and development, playing that lead guard spot. It's not the easiest position in the world to play. But I think Key's been, his growth has been instrumental kind of in our advancement and our growth as a cumulative group too.
Okay, Coach, we have got to take a break. So hang on the phone with us. We're going to be right back, okay?
You got it, guys.
All right, we got more with Coach Joe Pachota right after we take this break. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available.
I can hear Fred in the background.
Yeah, yeah, but he's not going over the air. I got him on solo. He can talk to you.
Save money and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Talk, you know, with you, we don't have to worry, man.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Survey. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and
got a
the
couple
arts.
More minutes to go, Joe.
There's no better way to learn about You're Siena good. Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues, magic fountain, and mini storage to the rescue? If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access.
I was hoping we'd see a rematch of the Niners-Bengals from 88 or 89, something like that.
Do you know what it was like 5, 6 years ago?
Secured outside storage. Magic Fountain mini storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
The NFL is not sport. It's classified as entertainment.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine.
And then I thought to myself,
if you plan to invest
what
in a
would
college
be the most
experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well
go?
Spent?
And I said, I
Siena Heights recently
out.
Announced the
you
Siena Tuition
the two
Advantage
teams
Price
the Super Bowl
Certainty.
Are going to be the
Siena Tuition Advantage Plan
and,
means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition
Harbaugh
price during your time
Harbaugh.
At Siena.
Coaching
students also get real-world around the globe. Connections to international universities.
I didn't go out to Vegas and bet the crap out of it.
England, Italy, and Costa Rica.
Hey, you're right there.
With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletics.
I was.
In more than 20 intercollegiate sports.
In the game.
Oh, you lost them both.
There's also scholarships in academics and the
You
arts.
Know that there was a guy,
no better
a $20
way to learn about Siena bet. Heights than by visiting our campus.
He bet 20
Begin
bucks,
your discovery
and
schedule your campus visit today.
He had to pick the exact score
For more
of
information,
both games.
Visit go.sienaheights.edu
He did and won $597,000.
Oh, all about.
Holy
Looking
Lord.
For a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benin Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena
Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights is also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options,
I told somebody the other day, I don't think he'll know the coach of Miami because Aqua and Orange don't go with
sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
All right, back here to Saints Sports Weekly, we got Joe Picciotta, the head basketball, head men's basketball coach for Siena Heights University. All right, I think Coach Smith has got some more questions. I can't imagine, but I'm thinking it.
Hey, Joe, you know, we'll turn to, certainly to this weekend. And I know that since you've been on staff, you and your wife have been very involved in a variety of things for the betterment of your program and people in general. What's your favorite part of Saturday and this entire cancer game?
Oh, man. You know what, Coach? I think it's just our ability to just to help, you know, just to be there to, you know, comfort and support people who may be, you know, battling cancer, to applaud and high five, you know, people who have beaten it, survivors, you know, Coach, like yourself, my dad. You know, my dad is a cancer survivor, you know, because in some way, shape, or form, unfortunately, this, you know, this has affected our lives directly or indirectly. You know, I've sat in those chemo treatments with my dad. I've seen them. You know, I've seen other people, you know, go through it and struggle with it. And, you know, so anything that we can do to... I think the awareness is there. I think everybody knows that it's there, but it's just to rally support, you know, to obviously raise funds and give money back to our community and those within the community in any way that we can, whether it's support to help provide meals for someone, for transportation to appointments, smallest things that, you know, we can add to a waiting room that to make, you know, the environment a little bit more comfortable, a little bit easier. Just those kind of things that if you haven't gone through it or sat through it, then you don't really know. And I think the more people know that kind of awareness to those things, I think the better, because then, you know, I think since we've been doing it with Sue, and, you know, Sue's phenomenal with it, and, you know, my wife Angelina is, I mean, man, she just does everything she can and takes things to another level to add to it. You know, the more we can make people aware of that aspect of it, I think it helps, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, and obviously Coach Siljabic's brainchild that's grown over the years, and we'll talk to her in a few minutes. But one of the things that we like is that they really target the local, I guess you say hospital, cancer center, and a lot of things that makes it local. But as a coaches group, the old NABC group, are you involved with that coaches versus cancer in any way?
Oh, absolutely. I've been this is 29 years as a member of the NABC, and from day one of the sneakers and suits campaign, I've been all about it, you know, and just, and I'm glad it's taken off to another level to that. You know, I know this weekend I did have a chance to watch a little bit of Texas and Tennessee, and they said that, you know, Chris Beard, who's the head coach down there, and he's on the NABC board, and you know, I think he was going to donate whatever the gate was in donations. He was going to double it out of his salary, which is, I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, no matter how much money you make, you know, contractually, just doing something like that is next level type of stuff. And I think, you know, on the women's side, they do it nationally. Obviously, you know, Sue and her staff does an amazing job. And, you know, on the men's side with the Sneakers and Suits campaign, like I said, they the awareness is there. Everybody knows. But now it's like, man, let's find a cure for this. You know, it might not be in my time, in my lifetime, but hopefully it's something where, you know, my daughters in their lifetime, it's something that they don't have to worry about. And anything that we can do to play our part, you know, definitely helps a little bit.
Well, and I think the good news is we've all seen that cure's a strong word, but certainly aversions to certain cancer cells and the ability to combat their growth is something that we've made tremendous progress as a society. And certainly these, you know, sports, it's great to see sports playing their part. The one thing that's tough, though, is how do you get your players, you know, they're in a, you know, how do you get them to understand the meaning? What ways can you get them to understand the meaning of this game and this celebration?
You know, Coach, I think the thing that we will do is kind of the same thing that we've done with teams before this day is, you know, you make it personal. You know, like I was talking about before, you know, unfortunately, we all know somebody directly or indirectly that's had cancer or beat cancer or unfortunately may have lost their battle with cancer. And, you know, what we get to do is play 40 and compete 40 minutes of basketball. So, you know, I tell guys, and we've had guys, you know, write names of people on their shoes or on their socks. And so we'll tell them, like, man, when you think about, you know, being tired or, you know, man, I'm mentally checking out on this player, this possession, you know, just stop and think about all those people that supported you to help you get to where you are, not only as a player, but, you know, as a young adult in your life that might be going through something even bigger and even greater, and what they're battling and the toughness mentally and physically that they're approaching that battle with, you know, and find a little bit more, give a little bit more of yourself in those scenarios and situations, because, you know, they're doing it too, and they're doing it for their life. You know, we're doing it to try and win a basketball game. So, you know, that's kind of the approach. I try and stay, you know, even keeled with it and not get emotional. You know, when it comes to, you know, talking about my dad and my attachment to it, but I mean, man, he's my dad, you know? And so it is an emotional day for me and my family. And, you know, I coach a little bit harder and compete a little bit harder and, you know, coach a little bit louder. Just because it's one that, you know, I want to win, and I want to win for him.
Yeah, I hope I get a chance to see him. He's a great man. Good old Olivet Comet in his days. He's a heck of a guy, and it's so good to see he's doing well. And certainly, Joe, from my standpoint, I know this team. You know, you don't want to hear that, but you do have some athletic ability. And if we keep these young men back, there should be exciting things for the future. But build a momentum would be great in these next few weeks. So I wish you all the luck. You know that. And we'll be not only covering but watching. I'll turn you back to the main man here, John Kane.
Well, all I got to say is thanks, Joe, for all the efforts you and your coaches and support staff and the players and everything and all the efforts that they give. And we just wish you all the luck in the world. And hopefully we're going to see some of that on Wednesday, okay?
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. We got to cut you loose. We got Sue Siljabek coming up next. So, Joe, good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I think I'll call you. Hey, yes, how are you?
Okay, you can come in just a few seconds, okay? You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, one thing I want to ask you is, do you want to hit this again tomorrow morning on the show? We call you at 8:40.
Yeah, I put it in my calendar. I just didn't know because sometimes you text me, sometimes you
text me. Yep. Okay, I'm coming back.
All right, we're back here on Saints Sports Weekly, and with us on the line right now is Sue Seljebeck. She is the head women's basketball coach and athletic director at Siena Heights University. And hi, Sue. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having us, or me. And I got a player here too. So
okay, good. Got a player too. All right. So. Have you got anything to talk about? Have you got, Coach Smith, anything like an athletic director kind of thing? I mean.
Well, you know, I certainly would want to. I know we want to talk about a lot of things about this Saturday because, in essence, your brainchild, and we want to get back to the origins of that too, Sue. But before we do, I want to talk about your ball club right now. Are we, 19-5, 18-5 overall?
Yeah, I think the win on Saturday got us to 19.
19-5, and we have 3 losses in the conference. And I thought I read or looked on that the Indiana Tech Rochester game was postponed from Indiana Tech.
Yeah,
Tech's
I heard it was postponed due to COVID.
Okay, all right, and so you know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the conference thing. Your club has been playing great, great basketball. You dodged some COVID, some injuries, even though I think your point guard's still out. Talk about your team and their growth over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you know, we didn't dodge COVID. We actually almost all 90% of us got it in the same time. So now that everybody's healthy, it was ironically, you know, obviously it ended up being probably a better situation than we realized at the time. But you know, I think it helped. You know, I know I've talked a little bit about it. We lost Peyton for about a month. I think that helped Shakaya Parker really kind of step up her game and elevate it. And then we got her back. Peyton's back now, too. And we lost Allie Miner. And so then it helped, you know, not that Anaya Powell needs any help, but then Anaya stepped into that role. And, you know, we really have 2 great point guards at the position. It's, you know, it's flip a coin, you know, sometimes like, who do you start on that, you know, on that spot? And so we were lucky that we had Anaya there, and she kind of, you know, took the reins of it as she has been as a leader. And, you know, so that's been helpful. And then Iana Wan is joining us as well, so she's here too. And she's just been, you know, kind of an underdog, if you will. I think she's had 14 rebounds and 15. So everybody's just kind of stepped up and doing their job. And I don't want to talk too highly about E because she's here and she'll think she'll get a big head. But I think that's kind of been helpful for us. So
yeah, there's no question. And I know if we're gonna get a chance to talk to, is it E? I always call it Iana, so I hope that's correct when on the air. But she, in essence, is the third point guard. I know that she plays the wing and is kind of the do-it-all type player for the Saints. But she could play point guard too, couldn't she?
She's actually, we recruited her as
a point guard.
You know, we didn't think, you know, obviously we didn't think Anaya's technically a 5th year. We thought, you know, in the time, like as you try to strategically place and plant all this recruiting, you know, we thought we'd have her graduated and she had a 5th year with all this stuff. And, but yeah, I have to say this again, it's just been very, really selfless and being able to move to the guard spot. Actually, she's played this year 1-4 for us. So I don't know. Do you have a favorite, E?
No.
You know, Coach, one thing I think I'd like you to talk about through all this, I've seen a big development of your non-starters. In other words, you've had some non-starters that have really, really carried this team in key moments. They're becoming fine performers in their own right. Maybe you want to talk about them if you have a minute.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, when we were down, you know, I play a little bit of a shorter bench at times, and we were down Peyton, and we were down Allie, and we were down Anaya sometimes. I think, you know, but we were able to, Eva Alcock stepped up, you know, she's a local kid. I know everybody likes to talk about her. And she, you know, I think she had a 17-point game, I think, at one point. And, you know, and just, she's starting to come into, you know, being a, you know, a major player for us. And then Olivia, Olivia DeLong, you know, she was out the last, she got hurt actually, but was a pivotal player in our Indiana Tech
comeback,
but that felt quite short. And then Natalie Tucker's been coming off at the four, and then Jillian Gelso, you know, you really haven't seen much of Hadley, but Hadley Gratz from the airport came in and hit a big three in Aquinas to let us go up in the locker room up 14, which is a lot different than just 11, you know, so you know, you just got to hope that they can stay the path and trust in the system.
Well, and I think that what helps you is that, you know, because early on I would say you were playing probably 7-8 plays, but you could go because Hadley came in against Aquinas, played great. But and Gelso, Hadley, Tucker, and even DeLong. DeLong was phenomenal, and she's your fourth postman against Indiana Tech. So I really applaud you.
Yeah, she's actually our fifth? You know, that they're ordered, but I have five. Like, Olivia spent five to Tucker, you know, Tucker.
Yeah, because that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know how the Tuckers are. I had one, and they get the ball. They like to, you know, they know what to do with it, you know. Like Coach saying, you know, and I don't want to tease Natalie, but she's an aggressive player, and she you need that. You need to be able to go into a game with confidence, and your team has certainly developed that. What are the biggest, I guess, hurdles as you kind of journey down to the conference tournament and hopefully some postseason play?
I'm going to let Iana answer, and then I'll back it up.
Can you repeat the question?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, just what are the biggest hurdles for your team, Iana? First off, since I got you on, I just got to say I admire you so much. You're such a great defensive player and gritty young lady, and you play your heart out. And it's a pleasure watching you. And I'll switch the question. I ask those tough questions to the big cheese up there, Coach Siljabek. She's going to – I hear they're going to erase my name off the court and put hers on there. You know, that's a rumor right now. But what I want to ask you is, what was your biggest adjustment from going a lead guard where you played down in Ohio with Peyton to the position you're playing now, which is kind of a wing do-it-all player?
I don't think that there was a big adjustment for me. I think just getting used to the shot clock and playing with other, like, great guards like Allie and Amaya and Shaq, just, like, having to, like, back them up and know my role, basically. Just kind of stepping in and doing what I feel like I need to do, and then just filling in the roles that the other girls or, like, need help in. Just kind of being, like, a backup or going where I need to go.
Yeah. The other thing is, I want to know how you're adjusting from that Hawaii weather.
Really poorly. I was hoping, but we actually didn't get snow for Christmas, so I guess it wasn't a bad adjustment. I wish we could stay in Hawaii a little longer. That's for sure.
So how did you, you know, did you hear about Sienna from Peyton, or how did you even hear about Sienna Heights?
So I played on the same AAU team as Peyton, and her dad was my coach. So when Coach Sue and the other coaching staff from Siena was recruiting Peyton, I guess Coach Banks talked to them about me a little, and that's how I heard about Siena.
And what are you studying up at school?
My major is mechanical engineering, and then I have a minor in business.
Wow, that is very ambitious, Coach. You get... I make sure she doesn't, you know, she's got to go to all the classes. You know, you got to adjust your practices around her schedule a bit.
Right.
Yeah, it is clearly her priority is academics, that's for sure. But she finds a way to get both of them in. So
I want to ask Leon one more question. You use your left hand a lot around the basket. Have you always done that?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny because even in high school or, like, AAU, people would or like coaches from the sideline would tell their players to force me left, even though I'm right-handed, or like they'll tell them to force me right, even though I'm right-handed, because I do go left a lot.
Well, listen, it's just, you know, I'm certainly, I just want you to know how much I think of your game and how hard you play, and you just keep after it, because when you have big offensive games, that really helps our team, and you have that ability, certainly, to put points on the board. Not that, Coach, I'm telling her to shoot or anything, but I do think her being aggressive helps our team, and you know, just keep up the good work, and I can't. Yeah, I hope we get to see you play Wednesday. We're supposed to broadcast, but you know, we're hoping that the weathermen are wrong again. You know, so
yeah.
Coach, I bet you got Concordia kind of underlined, don't you?
Say that again.
You got Concordia underlined after.
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
It was one we went. I'm not, you know, we just went up there, and it was our first loss, I believe, of the year. And you know, you think you hold somebody to what was a 30% shooting, and they only score 43 points. You should win a game, and who, you know, we were at that point, we were scoring the basketball, what, 70 points, 70s, high 70s, mid 70s, and never would have thought that, you know, we would come in. You know, maybe your lowest might be 50 or 60, but not 40, not 42.
Right. And it was just one of those games where, you know, we were ahead the whole game and it kind of got goofy at the end. But you were fighting some sickness that night and injuries anyhow. But I wouldn't dream. I think they are either 9-10-4 in the league, something like that, 10-5.
Yeah, they're really doing. I mean, they've gotten better. I don't know if they're the most improved team. I guess it would have been fun to, you know, hopefully it'll be fun. I don't know. Sienna's saying right now that they're probably not, you know, we're probably not going to play it. So, but. You know, but hopefully maybe something changes with the weather tomorrow, but, it would have been fun, and it will be fun to get a chance to see, you know, where each of our teams are now. It's, you know, 3 months, you know, it was what, November 7th, you know, about 3 months, 2.5 months since we played them. So been a lot of time since then. And, you know, we're excited to, it's just become a good rival, you know, being Concord, you know, Concordia just 45 minutes away.
Yeah, it always is. It's you know, I've had my moments up at the Cardinal Gym for sure. But I want to say this. I told Pat Hayes, and Pat is my usual broadcast partner, that him and Mary Helen are heading to Florida, and so he won't be up here. But I told him the next time we play them, I bet him we're going to beat them by 20. You're not listening, Yana, but I said our women will beat them by 20.
I'd pay you $100 if that came true, meaning that you can see it. But I'm not sure that's going to be. I think it's going to be a battle, and just because I think they're improved a lot too, and you know they're sitting right up there. They beat Rochester themselves. You know, they were in the game with Indiana Tech, and I tell our people this even on look it's Saturday. I mean, shoot, I thought, you know, you go down and played, you know, the Cornerstone, you know, a good young talented team, still has a little bit to go, and thought we could come in there and, you know, kind of handle them from the beginning. We go in only up 3 at halftime, and I told our players, I said, you got at this point of the season, you got to throw records away, you got to throw what passed away, and just play, go out and play the game and play every possession. So,
well, Coach, on Thursday, if we do play, or when we do play, I'm going to be at your office, and I'm expecting Red Lobster. After you give them a thump. And I know if this gets up to all the Concordia people in Ann Arbor, I don't care. I know you do, and your team should care, but we're going to hammer them. I want to tell you that right now. Listen, I'm going to turn you back over there, and we're going to get to the main reason of this call tonight.
Yeah, I'm just telling you guys, hang on the phone. I got to take another break. So we're going to be back in a few minutes right after this for Siena Heights University. So you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu.
That's the Sienna Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. And we still have Coach Siljabek. Coach, is Yana still there with you?
No, she ended up going back. She had to go get some homework done.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You know, I wanted to ask her just one question, and mechanical engineering. I was going to ask her if maybe there'll be some time in the future where she's going to get a chance to draw plays up on the board because she's got all that engineering background, and she should be able to come up with some great plays.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to name it after her somehow.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about what's going on besides the game. A thing that, where did you get the idea to have this particular event on the Siena Heights campus?
So, you know, women's basketball lost a college women's basketball lost a great coach, a great mentor, and Kay Yao, longtime North Carolina coach. And it's kind of been our women's coach that we strive like the men have, Jimmy Valvano, you know. So it's kind of been our version of it, and they actually, you know, work together. But so it started off when I first came, all of Women's Basketball Coaches Association, the WBCA, that was called the Pink Zone, and it went to, you know, the Fight for the Cure. And then, and so we started it doing that because all the coaches were doing it, you know, when we lost KL. And then, so when we came to see, I came to Siena, we started, we donated the money back to the KL fund. And then as we started to get more and more people around and doing it, and I became more ingrained in the community now that I'm, you know, I've been here, this will be my 18th year living here in Lenawee County. And I just started thinking, not that it wasn't a great organization, but, you know, we should probably do something for our community in our town. And so we started working with American Cancer Society, and then that kind of, they took the office out from here in Lenawee, and started talking to Jenny Engel, a good friend of mine, her and Jed Engel, they're you know, owners of the Rima Manufacturing, and Jed and her dad. And so they started donating money to us, and it just became, it really blossomed, and men's basketball jumped on board with Coach Joe Pachota, and then women's soccer, and then men's and women's golf with Coach Al Sandiford, just, you know, because he obviously battled cancer. And it evolved into a cancer awareness, not just the breast cancer, you know, but that's kind of maybe at the point of it. So, yeah, kind of so many pieces have come together, and so much community sports, really kind of a really cool day.
So can you tell us what, like, events are going to be happening that will allow people to support the cancer awareness that you're trying to create on campus Wednesday or whenever?
Yeah, Saturday. It's actually Saturday. Our JV game is supposed to be at 1. I don't know if we're trying to, our person that we are supposed to play, our team canceled, so we're trying to find it. But our varsity women will play at 3, and the men will play at 5. And we're not taking passes for the gates, because all the gates going to be donated to the Hickman Cancer Center. We're selling T-shirts that will say Hoops for Hope or Hope for Hoops in Siena Heights, and that all the proceeds of the T-shirts will go to the Hickman Cancer Center. And then we're doing a 50-50. We're doing a silent auction, so people have donated baskets. If anybody has any donations that they're willing to stop by and give, we're going to put it on there. And 100% of all those proceeds will be going to the Cancer Center. And then our players and our coaching staff, we've been doing this for a while, but they, instead of putting their names on the back of their, you know, shooting shirt or whatnot, they put they get to each pick a name of a survivor or somebody that they're playing in honor of or in memory of, unfortunately. So, you know, that name, it won't be Siljubek. It will be, mine will be Piskaki. It's a former teammate of mine that died this year, actually, of breast cancer from college. So, you know, it becomes a really special day, and understanding that, you know, yeah, we're going out there to fight for a game, but other people are fighting, you know, for their lives, and or they've lost it. And, you know, hoping to maybe make their day just a little bit better, knowing that somebody's right there with them and supporting them and thought enough to, you know, play in their honor for that day.
And so these events you talked about, the 50-50, the silent auction, will all of this be happening at the field house on Saturday?
Yeah, at the game. And then we're trying to get up a live auction site. It would go to women's basketball, but then we would donate a check to the Hickman Cancer Center. So I'm going to see if we can get that. We're trying to work with Fred's new office in advancement to see if anybody would like to donate, you know, electronically that maybe couldn't come to the game, and then they could make a donation that way.
Well,
you know, I know in the past, Sue, you've had some powerful presenters that have come on between games or halftime. That I don't know if you have anything like that planned, but I've witnessed some of these, And do you have anything live like that this weekend?
So, yeah, we've reached out. I think we're going to have, I think the Hickman, some people from Hickman are going to speak about early prevention, but we've had survivors or people that have been treated for it. But just with the COVID, they're, you know, understandably, you know, they're being, you know, cautious, and as I would hope they would. And so, you know, just because obviously in a space that big and, you know, you just don't know, you can't be too careful. So we're still trying to, you know, organize a few of those people just to get ourselves, you know, get somebody to come and speak through it. But Hickman, the Cancer Center has always sent people to talk just kind of about, you know, basically early detection, early prevention, and do some of those things which are important, you know, so we can hopefully stop or at least reduce, you know, the percentage of people being affected by this.
Well, so let's repeat. This is going to start with the JV basketball game. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we're hoping to find another person, another team to play in. But, yes, it's scheduled for 1 o'clock. But for sure, we'll be there at 3 o'clock with the women's game. And then 5 o'clock, the men will follow against Michigan Dearborn. And like I said, it really has. I mean, Coach Smith talks about it, and it really is. It's probably my favorite. It's probably my favorite game of all year long.
Yeah, usually the turnout is exceptional throughout the day, and it's just a great atmosphere that you and your team and your whole coaching staff, now your team over there, should be proud of, because it's a special, special day. Basketball, you know, your team being 19-5, a lot better than being 5-19, right, Coach? But 19-5 is awesome, but we're talking about something more important. And for the people that just want to come up and enjoy and get to just participate in some cool silent auctions and watch some basketball, that's you watch these ladies play, it's worth the price of admission, I can tell you that.
Sue, we're going to get a chance to talk about this again tomorrow morning on Inside the Cave, right?
Yep. I'll be on, I think you said tomorrow, 8:40, 8:45.
Yep. Right, 8:40 and 8:45. Right. We'll talk about it some more. Thanks for, you know, coming up with this event and all the stuff that you and your teammates and your coaches and staff do to raise money for different things that need money to be raised for.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I said, we're just excited that it stays right here in our county, in Lenawee County. And hopefully we're making a difference in the people that are getting treatments in their lives. And maybe if we just make it just a little bit easier, because a donation of $20 or $50 can get them to stay in a hotel room instead of having to drive, you know, back to wherever they had to. So that's what our girls, our women hope for. And, you know, you just pray that everybody, you know, stays healthy. But if you're in that situation, you know, I would hope that somebody would do that for us. So,
well, Sue, thanks for being on the show here this evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Sue. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Best of luck.
Thank you, friend.
All right. That's Sue Siljabek. And that wraps up our show for this evening. We'll be back with another edition of Saints Sports Weekly once again, 6 o'clock next Monday night. Until then, have a great evening.